This episode was sponsored by Critical Dice and the Endless Bag of Dice.
Welcome to The Compendium, a resource that's designed to help you spend less time learning D&D and more time actually playing. Okay, so let's flip back over to talking about the action mechanics of the monsters on their stat blocks.
Yeah, of course. So with the goblin, it says scimitar or short bow, and it tells you if it's a melee weapon attack or a ranged weapon attack. And then it says plus four to hit. So when you roll your d20, you add that plus four just like you would if you were a character. And then it tells you the reach. For most melee weapons, it's going to be 5 feet, which is basically the person next to them. Some bigger monsters, actually, like giants and things, they have a reach of 10 or 15 feet, which gets really, really interesting. And it tells you how many people it targets when targets. And then on a hit, it says it's kind of in italics there, it does 5 damage, or if you want to roll for it, 1d6 plus 2. And then tells you the kind of damage, in this case, slashing. In earlier versions of the game, bludgeoning, piercing, and slashing were paid attention to a whole lot more. Like, some creatures might have resistance to piercing, but not the others. But with most characters, like the barbarian, for example, when he rages, he's resistant to non-magical bludgeoning, piercing, and slashing, or BPS as I call it. And so you don't have to look at that very often, but sometimes it's important, so it is there. But yeah, that's what that little shorthand means, and it gives you an idea of how they attack.
Yeah, I think the big thing that confused me with that is I just don't think I was fully reading the card to an extent, because I would see the plus four, but it's what, plus four comma 5 feet. And so I was seeing the comma as a period. So to me, it was plus like 4.5 feet. And I didn't realize that that was two different things, that it was just kind of like smooshing together in this sentence. So I think when I realized, wait, that's a comma, that was the first eye-opening moment.
Yeah. No, and that's important, because like 4.5 feet is a ridiculous thing. And I see why
you
would ignore that.
Yeah, I was very
confused. Yeah, you're like, stupid goblins, get out of here. Yeah. Your dumb movement scores.
Right.
Yeah. So that's how the monsters work. Again, I highly recommend themonstersknow.com for more tips for your table for that.
Thanks so much for tuning into the Compendium this week, guys. I hope you enjoyed listening to the conversation that Jason and I had. Make sure that you subscribe to the podcast so that you're always the first to know every time a new episode is published. They come out every Tuesday and Friday, or if you're a patron on our Patreon account, every Monday and Thursday, since you'll get them a day early. If you'd like to learn more between episodes, you can always follow us on social media by looking up the Compendium, C-O-M-P-E-N-D-M, on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter.